This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We can talk all we want about safety regulations, about child safety seats, which designs work best, and why we should have children safely restrained in a traveling vehicle. But all of the talk is trumped by the sometimes terrible realities of what doctors see in an emergency room. It's the physicians who see what happens when parents are careless about following safety laws, or when the laws themselves aren't enough to protect children. In 2012, more than 2,500 Michigan children under age 11 were hurt, and 16 youngsters died in car crashes. And that toll has not changed since 2005, despite advances in automotive design and child safety seats. So, why is this happening? Joining us is Dr. Michelle Macy with the University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Your recent editorial in the Detroit News was so full of passion on this subject, as you point out what you see as problems in Michigan's child passenger safety law. But first, will you take us into the emergency room and give us an example of a case where you think that this could have been prevented had there been greater attention to child passenger safety?
Yeah, I can. And I think that the place that we see it most often is happening in those school-age children. And families look at them and they look at their peers and they think that their kid's ready to go into a seatbelt. But when those seatbelts don't fit properly and when those kids would still benefit from a booster seat, they put the belt that's supposed to go over their shoulder behind their back, and then they're stuck with just a lap belt. And so we see injuries to their heads when they hit the seat in front of them. We see injuries to their bellies. And unfortunately, those injuries to the bellies can also go back into the spine and cause them permanent disability.
And you're pretty critical in your editorial in the news about the condition of Michigan's law. Why?
Well, the national recommendations for child passenger safety were updated in 2011, and none of the laws around the country are up to those standards yet. And I think it's probably a tricky position to be in as a legislator, and I get it as a mom of three young kids. But I think if we're using those laws as parents to guide when our kids are ready to move to the next step in terms of child passenger safety, we really need to be keeping up with those best practice recommendations.
And you're saying Michigan's law hasn't been updated for years.
Right. There was a big push when booster seats weren't being used much to get that onto the books. But now I think we've got more information about how to keep children safe in cars, and we can take it one step further and really get on the books that parents should be keeping their kids rear-facing beyond their first birthday, and that they should stay in their forward-facing car seat until they hit those weight limits, and then go into a booster seat and stay in that until that adult seatbelt fits properly on every single trip.
And what is the weight limit? Spell out for us, because I know that there are people listening who may think they're doing the right thing. And I'll tell you a case in point, because I know research in technology shows that recommendations can change. We turned our baby son around from rear facing to front facing. We had him carefully strapped in his seat. I'm guessing 6 months or so. And this was in 1984. His baby, who's our 2-year-old grandson, stayed facing rear until just recently when he literally was too long to fit. But he was over 2 before they turned him around.
Right. And the old recommendations that a lot of people are familiar mm-hmm. with are 1 year and 20 pounds and 4 years and 40 pounds and 8 years and 80 pounds. And if we look at all the car seats that are now available on the market in combination with those recommendations, we've got a long way that we can keep those kids rear facing up to 45 pounds in some mm-hmm. cases. They can stay in a forward-facing car seat to 65 or even 80 pounds, and then go into that booster seat up to 120 pounds.
Is there movement in Lansing? Have you had conversations with lawmakers?
So from this op-ed, I think conversations are starting, and I feel like that's a really exciting opportunity. And we'll see if we can continue to generate some traction around this issue.
But all the best written laws in the world aren't worth anything if that adult doesn't follow through.
Yeah, and I think that that's a place where we need to be providing clear and consistent messages to families. And when those laws and the best recommendations don't line up, it just creates confusion. And I think people are going to go with what seems easier or fits with their prior experiences. But we know we haven't moved those death rates and those injury rates in years. And I think we can do better for kids in Michigan.
Dr. Michelle Macy with the University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, physician and a mom. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.